Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for joining us late. You were busy, as always, and I said earlier, you're the one that gets a free pass to miss your interview because you're out busy fighting a fire or taking a call of some sort if you can.
Well, I appreciate that.
So we appreciate you coming in. Before we get into the call stats for the month, I heard quite a few sirens last night, and some other folks were chatting on Nextdoor Fairhope about hearing some fire trucks and possibly police cars as well in town, maybe a bit more than usual. What was going on?
Last night we had a fire alarm up at the retreat on Fly Creek, the apartments next to Publix.
Right.
That's where we were headed. I'm not sure what we were talking off the air, and you had said something about fireworks some sort of sound, explosive sound.
Yes, I heard it on my front porch coming in and heard what could have been fireworks or distant gunfire.
Yeah,
other folks posted that as well on social media.
I have no idea on any of that.
Okay.
I know where we were headed about 8:30-ish.
Okay.
Last night we had a fire alarm up at the retreat on Fly Creek. So.
And what resulted from that call?
Burnt food is what we found.
Oh, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and how many units responded to that?
We had two. We have one of our firefighters lives there, and he called and said he had a haze on the building, in the building. So we, not taking any chances, we upgraded it to a possible structure fire.
Absolutely.
We had two of our engines, the ladder truck, two of our rescues, our two rescues, and Daphne's engine came down to provide support also. Luckily, it was just burnt food, but we weren't going to take any chances.
You'd much rather err on the side of caution, because if a
absolutely.
Complex like that did catch on, you know, to a real fire, it could
absolutely.
Be devastating if you weren't prepared
exactly.
you know, for it.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, thank you, because I know guys are having to leave their families and dinner and homework in order to mm-hmm. jump up and respond to that.
Yep.
So we appreciate y'all.
So speaking of calls, last month was actually our slowest in 2 years. We had two structure fires, which really were just cooking issues, smoke in the residence. Had 23 motor vehicle or EMS calls and 49 false or miscellaneous, which are anything from fire alarms going off to natural gas leaks, actual gasoline leaks. Anytime the helicopter lands, things like that.
Okay.
For a total of 74 for the month.
And you're normally around 100.
Right now we're holding around 100. Yes, ma'am.
Got a nice little
break.
So
it was
there.
A nice break.
Mm-hmm.
This month has gotten a little bit busier, but it's still, knock on wood, slower.
And October, isn't it fire
it's
safety month?
Fire safety, fire prevention month, yes.
Okay.
And we've been out in the schools over the last few weeks teaching them all about fire safety.
I love to see the pictures. Y'all that are listening, you can go to Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook and see numerous pictures as different fire department personnel go to different schools and talk about fire safety. Do you still pass out the fire hats?
We do.
My boys are all grown and grown men now, and they still I can still remember that fondly when they would come home with the fire hat and be excited to tell us about, Mom, we need an evacuation route.
That's right.
We need a meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a wonderful thing that y'all do for the community and to instill it very young. In our kids' lives.
Exactly. It's a necessary thing so they know what to do and not to be, you know, if for some reason they don't get to their meeting place, if they're still inside, you know, we don't want them to be afraid of us coming in all our firefighting gear and them, you know, hiding from
that's
us.
That's a good point I never thought of. So that's why I see in one of the pictures the one of your firefighters is on his knees mm-hmm. in the full gear, because it can be scary, of course, to a small child. Well, that's a wonderful thing that y'all do. What else should we know about Fire Prevention and Fire Safety Month?
Always a good time to check your smoke detectors, especially with time change. We, you know, check them. We recommend checking them once a month and then changing your batteries twice a year. Time, when we tell the kids, you know, when the time goes forward and time go, when do time change. That way there's always a fresh battery.
That's a good idea. It's a good way to remember it, yeah.
In the detector and making sure there are batteries in the detector.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the bigger ones. I'm just trying to think of some of the stuff we tell the kids.
I know you've been running this morning. I caught you off guard.
Once you get out, stay out. That's the big thing. You know, don't go back in for anything. Let us go in and
right.
do the job.
Right.
Even as an adult, get out and stay out and call 911. Those are important things. That's what we teach the kids from the kindergarten all the way up.
I know that a lot of folks, I know you often have training exercises for the department mm-hmm. members. What have you all been up to lately in that manner?
We're actually, we're in the process of finishing up a certified volunteer firefighter class. They actually test out this weekend, and that's that's teaching them basic firefighting. It gives them the cornerstones to move on to the other, upper classes. And then, our drill nights, we've been working on driver training and just, pumping skills on the trucks, and also just basic firefighting skills.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching hose lines, crawling into buildings, things like that.
We all doing continuous training.
Continuous training, yep.
That's good.
Yep.
And finally, how do you feel about a volunteer fire department, our department, being able to provide the public safety with this growing city? That's always a question that pops up at least once or twice a year. Why do we have a volunteer fire department?
It does. And we've got an extremely dedicated group of firefighters that are trained to handle everything. Our response times are good. Our training, if we're not training in town, we're sending folks out of town to do mm-hmm. training, whether it's Baldwin County or somewhere in the state or even in the nation. If they find a class that would benefit the fire department and benefit our citizens, we'll send them to it, and then they can bring it back to
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. And we have four fire
currently stations? Currently we have four stations.
Four stations. How many firefighters?
Right now we're at 50.
Okay.
And
many
sorry.
Are city employees, many, but not all.
We have a few that are city employees.
Okay.
Not as many as had in the past.
Yeah.
But we do have a few.
And you get some funding from the city and some from donations.
That's correct. We get a generous budget, about somewhere around $1 million each year from the city. And then the rest of it comes from either fundraisers. We send out a donation letter each year, or our barbecue cook-off, which we're in the process of putting that back together for this next year.
Okay, good. No date yet, though.
No date yet,
okay.
But we are in the process of trying to get everything put together. And then, as with every other fire department in Baldwin County, we get a portion of the ad valorem tax.
Okay.
But that helped put that all together, and you've got a top-notch fire department.
Very good.
And at this point, with our training, response times are excellent.
The insurance rating is
good. Insurance rating is good. And we get a group of our firefighters working on improving that as well, to lower our insurance rating. So there's really no need at this point.
The dedication is just top notch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's something about that, volunteerism. You do it because you love it, because you want to.
Exactly.
And you can, that's very clear and evident. We appreciate all of our firefighters so much. And thank you for coming in late. I know I got you on the run, but thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be here.
We try to make it that third Thursday of each month to get our monthly update from the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Laura.
Chief Chris.